This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The straight-up corporate news on this Monday is of the high-end variety. The luxury conglomerate LVMH, owner of, among others, Louis Vuitton and Dior, has decided it needs to accessorize. It's making a try for Tiffany, which is in a bit of a rough patch. That company's stock is down roughly a third since the summer of 2018, but LVMH somehow still sees a sparkle. Marketplace's Marielle Segarra looks at why Tiffany and why now.
Jewelry is one of the fastest growing parts of the luxury market. And LVMH, despite having a couple of watch brands, is not really known for its jewelry. Enter Tiffany, synonymous with Audrey Hepburn and, of course, high-end bling.
Tiffany is one of the few truly global jewelry brands, and that's why for LVMH, they are really attractive.
That's Denise Dalhoff, senior researcher at the Conference Board. But why buy Tiffany now, when it's been struggling?
LVMH has likely been watching Tiffany's for years, and they're likely timing this to pay the lowest price they can and act as quickly as possible.
Stephen Davidoff Solomon at the UC Berkeley School of Law says when companies think about acquiring other companies, timing matters. Yeah, they want to get a good price. And often that means making an offer when their target is not at its peak.
I suspect what's going on here is that Tiffany's stock price has not performed well. The market thinks that they've not taken advantage of their brand as much as they could have.
Tiffany is still in a place where it's valuable to LVMH. Corey Kupfer is a mergers and acquisitions lawyer.
Tiffany is obviously an iconic brand, and some of those factors, you know, protests in Hong Kong and potentially the tariffs could be temporary situations.
LVMH has been on a shopping spree lately. In 2017, it bought Dior for $13 billion, about the same amount it's willing to pay for Tiffany. I'm Marielle Segarra for Marketplace.